Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I didn't, have any, I didn't hold to the ball in any way. I have a process that I go through before every game where I go in and I pick the balls that I want to, the footballs that I want to use for the game. Our equipment guys do a great job of breaking the balls in. They have the process that they go through. When I pick those footballs out, at that point, to me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them, putting any air in them, taking any air out. To me, those balls are perfect, and that's what I expect when I show up on the field. So, that happened, obviously, on Sunday night. It was the same process that I always go through. I didn't think anything of it. Obviously, I woke up Monday morning and answered a question on the radio about it, and that was the first I really heard it.
Tom Brady, excuses. Deflategate continues. And boy, I got some interesting things to tell you, peeps. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. With the Super Bowl looming on, less than 2 weeks. This week is the AFC-NFC Championship game, and the following weekend is the Super Bowl pitting the Patriots against the Seahawks. And there seems to be no explanation for these deflated footballs. What do you make of that? The two most responsible people on the planet for delivering wins for the Patriots both said they have no explanation for how these footballs were underinflated by 2 pounds per square inch. Which, by the way, if you experiment and you try to do that and deflate the football by that many pounds, it takes you 4 seconds. We timed it. 4 seconds. I think other people were experimenting with that, too, as well. He says he has preferences. He likes the football to be pumped to 12.5 pounds. And here's the thing. When the balls have less air in them, they're easier to handle, especially in poor weather. And it was poor weather in that AFC Championship game against the Colts. And if you think it's just so crazy and far-fetched and, oh, who cares? And in a way, oh, who cares, except for when you look at the NFL and you think the no fun league, the no rules league, the nothing but fools league, it's ridiculous. And whenever there's a scandal, it always seems to involve, and I know I'm going to infuriate some people, it always seems to be near, eventually, the New England Patriots. So go figure that this has actually happened before. Shocker. And how do we know it's happened before? Because Brad Johnson, who was a Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, said, oh yeah, I paid somebody to deflate the balls. I paid him $7,500. I didn't do it, but I paid someone to do it so I could get him scuffed the way I wanted them. Wow. He got him scuffed the way he wanted them. But the rules are you're not supposed to alter the football. So here you have a former quarterback saying, yeah, I did it. I don't know. Brady, to me, looked like a deer in the headlights. Somebody messed around with those footballs. So who messed around with the footballs? He said he follows the league rules, but if it wasn't him, if it wasn't Belichick, then they got a problem somehow in that organization, because 11 of 12 were definitely deflated. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about King Abdullah, a huge loss, an ally to America, dying at 90 in Saudi Arabia. Yemen loses its president, who was trying to help the United States to finger the bad guys, if you will, And that place couldn't be more poor, more scary, and more on the verge of exploding in yet another direction. And for fun, because, you know, people make those resolutions, I thought that we would check in with the CEO and president of a major weight loss company. You see, they do a lot of advertisements, I think, on the tube especially. They used to do a lot of celebrity endorsements. You know, it's interesting talking about football. I think Dan Marino was one of the people that did this, but Nutrisystem. You know, their whole idea of portion sizes, and there's others that do the same thing that Nutrisystem do. But anyway, we're going to have Dawn Zier on with us to talk about some of the things that actually would be kind of good tips that you don't even have to be on Nutrisystem that may help you if you're trying to shave off a couple of pounds. And we'll get to her. And if I get a little help from my pal at the top here, Nathan, let's get Grim on the line because we're crashing technically in Texas. Maybe we can get him, pop him up. Grim, are you with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. What's on your mind?
Well, you opened up the first part of this quarter just exactly what I called about, and you're right. If they broke the rule, then they need to pay for it. But the problem is this proof. Now, you were wondering, then how did the balls get deflated? Mother Nature.
Well, if Mother Nature could have happened, yeah.
Yeah, if they checked the balls in ambient temperature rooms of 80 degrees and they went out there on the field with it 40, it's just like everybody telling you, you need to check your tires in cold weather. They'll
yeah.
2 to 4 pounds.
Yeah, but 11 of 12 footballs, and then plus, I thought they also, so they checked them in the room. Sometimes before they release them to the quarterbacks, they'll check them even outside, I heard. And I just find it hard to believe that that was all due to Mother Nature, but yet it didn't happen on the other side.
Or is this just a ploy to get more viewers?
That could, yeah, we're going to watch, we're going to, yeah, because nobody cares about the Super Bowl. Yeah, so we're going to watch.
Well, I was always under the presumption that, you know, the football had to be just your standard Wilson's football, you know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know that air pressure and all this other stuff was critical.
Oh, sure, it makes a big difference in the grip.
Oh, well, you know, well, I just assumed that the air pressure, that would be up to what the quarterback or the punter would want, you know, or the kicker. Maybe some kickers want it, you know, overfilled with air. I figured that would be their discretion. I would say.
Yeah, but think about it. Think about it. That wouldn't be right because you have to have it all regulation because then you know what can of worms you would open up? Well, wait a second. He throws the, because of the way you catch a ball, intercept it, how it feels different in your hands, then if everybody had all these different air pressures, can you imagine the controversy it would cause right there? You'd have to have a regulation. It's like regulation size anything, tennis rackets, golf clubs, how many clubs, and what kind of balls are you using and all that sort of stuff. With the equipment, it's too big. They have to have regulations.
It was one ball.
It wasn't one ball. It was 11 balls out of, thanks, Grim. It was 11 balls out of 12 that weren't right. 11 out of 12 weren't right. And, you know, hey, maybe Brady didn't do it. Somebody else did it. But I think it's wild that Brad Johnson comes out and says that he did it and he won the Super Bowl with it. How about that? Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Making love to you was never second best.
Welcome back to the show, Dawn Zier, who is the CEO of Nutrisystem and the president of Nutrisystem. We had her on, we had her on once before in the summertime. And it's interesting because I think there's a moment in the summer where you think about getting in shape and you feel lumpy, dumpy, and whatever it is, and a combination of other things. But really, in the beginning of the year, you notice that people decide they want to kickstart and change and all that sort of stuff, especially in January, and we're deep into it. But I wonder how many people are keeping those resolutions. And Nutrisystem has such an incredible success rate with helping people really get on the right track with eating and losing that weight that they want to lose. Let's face it, 100 million people are trying to lose weight plus, because I think it's even higher than that. Dawn, long introduction, but thanks so much for coming back on the show.
Thanks. It's great to be here. And you're right. So many people are trying to lose weight this time of year. It's interesting. If you just go to the gym or you look at all the commercials that are on TV, a lot of people are really interested in losing this weight. And also, if you're going to the gym, you're noticing that the crowds are starting to begin to dwindle, and we're only in the third week of January. So it picks up, but people give up quickly, and we want people to succeed and to be successful in their goals.
Yeah, so for Nutrisystem, what is the secret? Because Nutrisystem has always been very, very consistent, and you're at the top of the chain, so obviously you watch all this from different angles. What's been the success of Nutrisystem?
I think it's the structure, because what happens is we find that a lot of people, every year they make these New Year resolutions and they try to lose weight on their own. But we know factually that 86% of people who try to lose weight on their own, whether it be by signing up for the gym or cutting down on the desserts, they don't ultimately succeed. And we think people need a little help, a little structure to learn. So we deliver the breakfast, lunches, dinners, and snacks in portion-controlled sizes. So it's not trying to figure out what the right size of the food should be. We show that to you, and that's how you learn. So then you begin to eat on your own after you, you know, get engaged and lose the weight. We also have Fast Five. And another statistic is that if people lose weight fast but responsibly, not anything that's faddish or dangerous, but if people can lose 5 pounds in 1 week, that really motivates them and spurs them on to continue. And I know a lot of people, they see those results, they start feeling their pants feel a little looser, and that inspires them to go on.
Boy, I agree with that. I mean, that Fast Five is brilliant, because you have to, there's something about seeing it and believing, oh, wow, okay, now I'm on the right track, and I can say at least I've lost 5 pounds and I'm doing it, right?
Right, and there's no guesswork, because it arrives in a box, and this is your food for the week. You eat it, and then, you know, you see the results, and then you go on to programs that you add back in other foods and things like that. But it really does work, and it's good. A lot of people succeed, and again, we find it's the number one thing that keep people going.
One of the weight loss myths, I think, that floats around is, why can't I just do it myself? I'm not even going to tell anyone. I'm just going to be able to lose this weight myself. But then I fail. I do it again. I fail. Because dieting is tough. Why is it so hard to do it on our own?
I think part of it is you have to be vested, right? So, mm-hmm. So if I tell myself I'm going to do it, it's easy for me to make excuses for myself, or easy to get diverted if I don't share that or kind of keep it to myself. If I actually, you know, sign up for a program, and again, you know, you're getting the food, but it does require a, you know, modest financial commitment. And what you see from that, then it's like, okay, I invested in this and I'm committed to doing it. And I think that helps people too. But it's hard if you think about it. You know, I would say, if I think about how many food decisions I make every day, I would say 10 to 15. Yeah. But the truth of the matter is, according to a Cornell University study, is that every day people make over 200 food decisions. That's a lot of stuff coming at you. And I don't know, you know, I don't think the average human, certainly I can't process that many. I'm not aware I'm making that many food decisions in a day. So there's a lot of mindless eating that's happening that cause people to gain weight, which is why I think these structured programs for people who want to lose weight and learn, it's not just about, you know, losing the weight, it's about learning, really do help.
And is there something about, because this seems to go with what you're saying, about portions? I think most people have no idea portion sizes they're eating. When you go out to eat,
no idea.
What they serve you is crazy, too.
Yes, I we're talking about going to an Italian restaurant for dinner this week, and my son's going back to college, and I'm thinking, okay, one portion that they're going to serve us at this restaurant really could feed all of us, but of course we're going to order 4 different meals.
Right.
So, yeah, people have no realization of really what an accurate portion is until you start again seeing, and by seeing you learn. Even you think about it, if I say your chicken, your breast of chicken should be the size of the palm of your hand. Well, you know, I look at the size of my hand, I look at the size of my husband's hand, the size of my kid. Whose hand are we talking about? Whose palm?
Yeah. Yeah. All different sizes. No, mm-hmm. No question. And the whole idea too is it's learning to control what you eat, to know, to understand it, right? Embrace it instead of, like you said, 200 food decisions, not to be overwhelmed by it.
Right. It's about learning. It's also about moderation. It's not about deprivation. I think we may have talked about this in the past, but people need to be able to have a dessert or have a snack, because otherwise it's really hard. People get bored. People want a little indulgence. So it's really important that people are allowed to have that piece of chocolate or that salty snack, you know, every day, a little piece, but in a moderate portion, so they feel that they're not deprived. And that's another big secret to staying on a diet, is it can't be extreme. It can't be about, you know, just having salad 24/7. That's not sustainable.
How about writing things down? So if everything comes in the package and so it's all done for you, is it still about checking it off? Okay, today I ate this and da 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 da. Mm-hmm. Is it good to do that?
I think it's important to do that no matter what sort of program you're on. Very important for the do-it-yourself dieter, but very important for anybody trying to lose weight is to really track it. And it's interesting because, yeah, we hear about all these high-tech ways to track, but it's really the same as writing it down on a piece of paper. You know, we all have the apps available to us, and all these weight loss companies have their own individual apps as well. And I do believe they provide a tool in accountability, right? And that's kind of what it's about also, staying accountable. So tracking is important.
Yeah. Do you find that families go on Nutrisystem, or couples go on Nutrisystem, or friends because somebody has great success, or how does that work a lot of times?
We find a lot of couples, or doing it with somebody does help because it has that motivation factor to keep you going. A sponsor or somebody to check in with, and it's hard to do it by yourself if everyone else in the household is, you know, having the ice cream sundae and you're having a piece of celery. That's tough, but we do find that's why we think again those desserts, those occasional but healthy indulgences are okay because it allows you to participate. But certainly doing it with a partner does help. I mean, that's always a good strategy.
You know, does it make you realize when you see, I mean, is the good rewarding part of this job that you hear these great stories of people losing all this weight and you see these photographs where they look completely transformed?
Oh, so many wonderful stories, and really people, you know, getting back in the game or around the holidays, we had this contest, you know, get back in the photo contest of people that, I don't know, like if I'm not feeling I'm looking at my best, you know, there are some holiday seasons where I'm not in any of the pictures because, you know, I didn't want to be, or certainly summer at the beach, you know, keep me out of the photos. I'll take 20 pictures of the kids and there's none of me to be found. And it's really about, you know, wanting to participate in that way. And we find that that makes a big difference, you know, losing weight and starting to feel better about yourself and really, you know, rejoining and participating in life in all ways possible.
Is it men and women or just more women?
Well, our program, you know, traditionally you hear about, you know, women, but men want to lose weight as much as women. Men really are focused almost a little bit more on maintaining their weight. And I think society actually scrutinizes women a lot more for weight gain than our male counterparts in all aspects. So, with our program, we find about 3/4 of the people who join our program are women and 25% are male. And that's higher than other programs that you typically hear about. But we have great ambassadors like, you know, Dan Marino. We had Terry Bradshaw in the past. You know, great people that really inspire everyday people to try it and get on the program. So we have a lot of men, but certainly predominantly female.
Yeah. What's the newest, greatest, latest thing coming out from Nutrisystem? Is it really is the Fast Five program the most successful right now going on?
Well, we have Fast Five Plus. So last year was Fast Five. This year it's Fast Five Plus, which is all new foods. It has the energizing shakes, craving crusher shakes, really delicious. I don't know, I'm a chocolate hound, so give me a chocolate shake. I'm happy, I feel satiated. So we have that program. And then more tools, you know, a little more educational tools along the lines as well. So, yeah, Fast Five Plus is what it's about for us this diet season.
Dawn Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem, always fun to catch up with you. Thanks so much.
Same here. Have a great day.
You too, Dawn. Thanks. Bye-bye.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here at GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Topping weekend count, sadly, isn't a pleasant tale, much like the music you hear behind me, but it was incredible to see a massive fire at a New Jersey mid-rise apartment that really just ate 240 apartments and displaced up to 500 people, has been ruled accidental. I heard that a maintenance crew was in an apartment doing some work and somehow the fire started, but literally this building practically exploded, and you could see New York City in the background from the New Jersey side. And when you're talking about 520 people, think of those people, most of them not home, luckily, on their way home from work, no place to go. Guess what? Your apartment is trashed. Whatever you had inside, it's gone. And sadly, some pets couldn't be rescued, but the few people that were still in the building, the firefighters were able to get to them, thank goodness, because they ran up and down the floors and tried to travel in and out as fast as they could. They had people, I saw one fireman with a person just flung on his back, and they were taking people off of balconies and They had ladders to remove some of the people and all that kind of stuff. So they did a fabulous job, because it is a frightening, frightening thing to see that kind of a fire. And the first thing that popped into my head when I saw it is, oh, as a daughter of a former volunteer firefighter, oh, no way. Anybody's in there, they are so lucky if they got out. And because they acted fast and a lot of crews got there fast, the good news is people are displaced and upset, but they're alive. They're alive. So bravo for the way they did that. And again, that was in New Jersey, just over the bridge looking back at Manhattan. So anybody who would be traveling in the city or vice versa, they would have seen that. This was raging for hours and hours and hours. Big scandal in the military. The top commanding officer of the naval station in Guantanamo Bay relieved of duty due to loss of confidence. Captain John Nettleton temporarily reassigned to a post in Jacksonville, according to the Navy. And the Navy didn't give many details. They withheld a lot of the details, saying that they had a criminal investigation going on, because adultery in the military can't happen, right? That's against military law. But a U.S. military official said in the course of the investigation, the death of a civilian was part of it, because Christopher Turr was found dead in the waters off Guantanamo Bay on January 11th. He had been a worker at the base commissary, and his wife allegedly was having an affair with Christopher Turr's wife. And as I said, that's part of violating military law. That affair would violate the law. And there are indications that Turr's death was a suicide. Although, you know, there's, like I said, they're still investigating. You knew it was bad because I saw a little tiny screenshot of the defense secretary, Chuck Hagel. All of a sudden, boom, he's trotted out in front of the mics and he's asked about the story on Thursday, and he confirmed that Nettleton was no longer in command, but he didn't have any other comments, so it just spurred that on even more. And Nettleton had been in charge there since June of 2012. There may be more shoes to perhaps drop in that one. More numbers for you, and boy, there are a ton of them. Some of them that I pulled earlier in the day include this one. Because of the whole Deflategate thing, I want to give you this story. It just makes it interesting and kind of, I think, brings it all to life. You know, we're talking now about Tom Brady and the Patriots, but back in 2003, and I remember it well because I was there, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Brad Johnson was the Super Bowl winning quarterback, right? And he paid people off to modify footballs ahead of his team beating the Raiders 48-21. He had trouble gripping wet or cold balls out of the box, that kind of thing. So he made sure before the game that the 100 footballs that the NFL set aside were scuffed. And he said, I paid some guys off to get the balls right. I went and got all 100 footballs, and they took care of them. He admitted he spent $7,500 to have the balls altered. Paid some people to do that a week before, during the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia, where it was 26 degrees at kickoff. He was forced to use a glove then to grip the football, right? And in that Super Bowl, he was 18 for 34, 215 yards, couple of touchdowns, an interception. And Rich Gannon, the opposing quarterback for the Raiders, really struggled. I remember it. Five interceptions. So the revelation is pretty interesting because of the fact that here we are talking about the Patriots this time, and the alleged use of deflated footballs in their 45-7 blowout against the Colts in that AFC Championship game. It's never a dull moment, is it? Never a dull moment. Deflated footballs. And, you know, there's I know there's some people saying, oh, who cares about deflated footballs? But it's such a laugher of a story. How can you not want to even look at what the possibilities are of these grown men who are incredibly skilled athletes and being paid huge money, paying someone to scuff balls for them for any edge and not even thinking anything of it? Let's do that. Because poor Rich Gannon, in that case, he didn't have the same chance to do that, did he? Unbelievable. All right, this is an interesting story out of Princeton. A Princeton professor and a whole bunch of other people are offering to take 1,000 lashes for the Saudi blogger Raif Badawi. Remember, that's that crazy story where they've already whipped him a bunch. And this professor is serious. He sent in a letter to the Saudi ambassador to the U.S., the professor, Robert George, and a vice chair of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, and a few other people added their names, said that they were willing to take some of those lashes. The blogger was sentenced to 10 years in prison and 1,000 lashes after criticizing the nation's clerics on his own blog. Baudi received the first of his 2020 weekly floggings almost 2 weeks ago. The second flogging, which was scheduled for last Friday, was postponed on medical grounds. So they said they'll volunteer to receive 100 lashes each. And there were five people that signed the letter, and they say that there's more that are willing to do that and have compassion instead of stand there and watch the victimization. Each signed a letter dated January 20th, addressed it to the Saudi ambassador to the U.S. It certainly underscores the outrage over his punishment. He was arrested in 2012 after insulting the clerics on his blog. Ugh. Another reason to be thankful you live in the United States. Freedom of speech. You might not always like the speech you hear, but you can turn it off. You can ignore it, and you can choose to do something else versus what the situation is there. The deadline to pay a ransom for two Japanese hostages of the Islamic State group or risk their execution is looming. No signs of any progress on securing their release. The prime minister convened his National Security Council to discuss how to handle this deadline. The mother of one of the captives appealed for her son's rescue, tearfully and before cameras. And the status of the two men, unclear. Just hours to go. You know, that video popped up on Tuesday, but time is running short. One of them is a 47-year-old journalist. But time is certainly ticking. Unbelievable, huh? And this is ISIS. I mean, this is what they do in full swing. Whoever, whenever, whatever they choose. And this is a perfect example of that. One last one for you. When it comes to numbers, this wraps it up and ties the whole thing up of we can count. A UNICEF tech chief quit after there was some sort of an investigation into him by Fox News. How about that? So the newly appointed chief information officer, which is a pretty big deal for UNICEF, just resigned from the job that he took at the beginning of January. Days after questions came about his selection, the CIO, Paul Van Eskew, resigned for personal reasons, is what he said. But there had been some things floating around. In August of 2011, he ended a 3-year term as a project director of an unfinished computerized UN financial management system. And there was a lot of criticism about the project's expense and difficulties and delays. Months after vaulting out of that spot, the system was considered once-in-a-generation opportunity to transform the UN, was to be the person who had to help overlook a $100 million budget. What? What a mistake that would be, huh? He didn't work so well with the computerizing the UN financial system, so let's make him the CIO. He didn't last very long. Thanks for listening.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Each and every week we take you to the movies for our cheap movie review. That means we don't have to buy you popcorn or soda, show you your seat or any of that kind of thing. Just give you a little glimpse into what's opening up at the movies. If you like to go to the movies like I do to blow off steam, to relax, just forget about everything else that's going on, you might like some of what's out. There's one that's a comedy. There's one that's a J-Lo festival. And there's one that puts Jennifer Aniston in a much different light, a portrayal where it's not comedy or the same old Friends girl. It's something completely different. And that's where we're starting. The movie is called, seriously, Cake.
I made a list, and then I checked on the internet to see if they were different in Mexico.
Desert? Can't you say Dave, the small city? I think you have big problems.
Perceptivo. How's it going? I'm doing really well.
I want you
to verbalize to Nina how her suicide affected you.
She jumped off a freeway overpass, landed on a flatbed truck heading to Mexico. Her body got stuck in customs for like a week before Nina's husband could even claim it. Way to go, Nina.
Spread your legs a little bit wider. Should we go on a date first? Ha ha.
Listen, you think I could come by and pick up the rest of my stuff? I think it's prudent if we don't see each other.
Nice night, huh?
I came here for Nina's address.
I can't give you that information.
I actually brought you a really nice bottle of vodka.
What kind?
Nina's husband.
I'm not a stalker. I mean, not in the traditional sense.
You know, you just could have said you wanted to come over.
Yeah, but what's the fun of that?
Hey, what are you doing? He doesn't even like you.
I know about your accident. I can't save you. I can barely save myself and my kid.
I'm not asking you to.
Then it's her man, they'll say.
Get off my property.
If I could switch places, I would. I wanted to tell you that.
Make a wish.
I can't think of anything.
Doesn't matter. Just hold him out.
That's Jennifer Aniston, and her friend commits suicide. She's dealing with the loss of the friend. She's kind of that sarcastic woman in chronic physical pain, they say. But I'll tell you, she looks like she did a heck of a job in this role anyway, from the little bit that I could see. And she's been nominated for a slew of awards, including, you know, she just went through the Golden Globes, that kind of stuff. All right, we move from the seriousness of Cake, which is such a crazy name, to Johnny Depp being one of the stars in a movie. If you've been to the theaters at all, you've seen this advertised a million times. It's called Mordecai.
3 months ago, a Spanish museum sent a Goya painting to be cleaned. The painting has disappeared. It's a very bad man who wanted to fund violent worldwide revolution. Countless lives are at stake.
And you would like me to find it?
Precisely. What is in it for me, as they say?
Do it for Queen and country.
No. All right, Queen and country, travel and living expenses, reasonable overhead.
Done.
I am Lord Charlie Mordecai. Respected by all who know me slightly.
Excellent
show,
sir!
Man down! I am an art dealer, an aficionado. My wife, Joanna, my only true love.
I thought I'd see how you secret agent men run the world.
I'm afraid I shall have to put my foot down, darling.
Sorry.
With your permission, of course.
Jock is my manservant and handles all of our most pressing affairs.
Well done, Jock. I am also on the verge of bankruptcy.
And therefore, we need a fiendishly clever plan to secure our reward.
We grab the painting when no one's looking.
Ingenious.
Go to America and see what it takes to bring the painting back. I feel as though we've made a wrong turn and arrived on the set of a pornographic film.
Not a news, you ought to be loved by
me. I'm Georgina Crown.
She's a well-known nymphomaniac.
Who knows? This may be a customary greeting in America. I don't know.
No matter what you say.
Truth.
Why can't we crazy love people? There's a map in there.
Was found.
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
no, to the left a bit.
Yeah. Hey,
sorry, I'm into the right.
Yes. Oh, Charlie.
I gotta love it. Johnny Depp and Gwyneth Paltrow both doing the reversal, being the Americans with the English accent. Doesn't it seem like a lot of Australians and a lot of Brits are doing the American accent thing? I thought that was pretty good. Olivia Munn is in it, too. And you can see just a bunch of silliness. Ewan McGregor, Jeff Goldblum. It looks like kind of a campy, fun 70s. You know, they're showing like 70s kinds of sets and whatever. Might be fun to watch. I think, if not at the movie theaters, is to wait when it comes out and it costs you a couple of bucks rental or you get it on HBO or whatever. But has a chance to succeed, I'll say. Might find its audience. Don't know about this one. I'll tell you what, Jennifer Lopez, I give her credit for one thing. She can reinvent herself in so many ways, but she does play this one character all the time. And this is called The Boy Next Door.
It's been 9 months. And you haven't back to the house yet. He cheats with the secretary every time he goes to the office.
Have you ever made a mistake?
You ready, Mom?
Pull it up, baby!
I got it.
And you are?
Noah. I'm staying next door with my uncle.
You're not from around here.
No. It was this accident with my folks.
I'm gonna finish up in Monroe High.
My mom teaches there, actually.
Seems too cool to be a teacher.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have.
It's okay. It's the nicest thing anybody said to me in a long time.
Well, then I'm glad I said it. When you lose somebody you love, you start to feel like you don't belong anywhere.
I have to go.
Please don't go. No judgments. No rules. Just us.
Noah, I was feeling vulnerable.
I'm the adult.
I wasn't thinking clearly.
I can't do this. Hey, Noah, you want space for dinner?
Hey, Mrs. Peterson. Tell me what happened this weekend. What happened?
Oh, there was a big thunderstorm. You guys didn't get it up there?
No, dries them all at the lake.
Well, it got pretty wet here.
Principal Warren.
Good news. I've approved your request for Noah Sanborn to join your class.
Did you send an email from my account?
Sounds like you've been hacked. You should really change your password.
Your father seems to be around a lot now, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't forget that he walked out on you.
Honey, I need you to stay away from Noah, okay?
See you at school.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God.
Oh.
My job. My son. My life. What do you think is going to happen here?
I'm never letting you go.
Stay away from me! And stay away from my son!
I can't do that, Claire. I live next door.
Do you want to take a cookie for the road?
I love your mother's cookies.
Oh, J-Lo, 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 The Boy Next Door. I don't know if it's going to find that audience, like I said before. Obsession, control, danger, underage, sex. If you go to the movies, send us a cheap movie review at americatonight.net, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Yo, yo.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.